The ferry system has seen cuts in service due to aging vessels and decreased funding, but Southeast legislators agree the system is still vital to folks in the region. Here's Representative Justin Parrish.
When you have a sports team that's looking to travel, when you've got an elderly person who needs to get to town in order to have medical treatment, you know, sometimes a flight isn't going to be a realistic option.
But Alaska representatives have different opinions on funding and management for the system. Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget allots $88 million to the ferry system. A budget provision threatens that the ferry system won't have enough funds to operate in the spring. The governor's proposal does fill that gap. Representative Dan Ortez says that at this point, he's not going to ask for more than that.
I called the Marine Highway System and asked him flat out, Art, is this amount that the governor's proposing in his budget going to meet your needs, and are you going to be able to provide services at the level that you have been providing services with this budget amount? And they said flat out yes, that they'd be able to do that and perhaps offer even a few more weeks of service than what they're currently offering.
Stedman believes that's still not enough.
But it doesn't replenish the Marine Highway Fund that's been thoroughly depleted. I advocate a replenishment of those funds, and we'll get thoroughly outvoted in the Senate, I expect, but the fight is broader than that.
The Southeast Conference recommended last fall to make the ferry system its own public corporation, like the Alaska Railroad. Representative Sam Keto says he will help draft a bill to do just that, though it might not succeed.
Probably not a whole lot of motivation to make something like that happen in a single session, but that the issue has to be out there in order for us to be able to discuss it. And so we're working on trying to get a bill drafted so that we can have something to discuss.
Ortez needs to see a plan, but supports the idea of a public corporation.
As a part of the Department of Transportation as it sits right now, it's part of a big department, and it doesn't necessarily receive the attention of that department to the level that it might if it were more independent.
Stedman has some concerns about incorporating the system.
One of the major concerns is I don't want it easier for the rail belt to not fund the Marine Highway. And we need to protect the Marine Highway and not accelerate a restructuring of it to our demise.
Senator Dennis Egan said to Juneau Assembly members last Friday that he also thinks Southeast legislators will end up butting heads with those from the interior when it comes to the ferry system. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.